The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The United Nations is calling for mental health care to be given to millions of people suffering psychological distress from fear, loneliness, economic upheaval, and any abuse triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic. A UN policy brief explores the issues brought on by the crisis and offers recommendations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
National surveys carried out this year reveal widespread prevalence of distress in populations, with levels as high as 35% in China, 60% in Iran, and 45% in the United States. Similar studies among healthcare workers find anxiety levels have risen an average of 45% in countries such as Canada, China, and Pakistan. Devorah Kestel is director of the World Health Organization's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. She says measures must be taken now to protect and promote care for such existing conditions.
This is something that needs to be done in the middle of the crisis, so that we can prevent things to become worse in the near future. We are all witnessing in every country of the world the risk of an economic turmoil that will affect people.
Kestel says mental health problems have surged during similar economic crises in the past, leading to high rates of suicide. One of the major recommendations in the UN Secretary General's policy brief is to ensure mental health and psychosocial support are widely available in any emergency. What may be feasible in rich countries may not be possible in the developing world. For example, WHO notes one in five people in South Sudan has a mental health condition, with only one professional available for every 4 million people. The United Nations says psychological trauma will remain after COVID-19. The disease caused by the coronavirus is gone. It urges nations to reform, strengthen, and invest more money in their mental health care systems. It says these services will be needed to support societies as they recover from the terrible consequences of this life-changing event. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Please join us again next week for another edition of Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. Be certain to check out voanews.com and all of our digital platforms to keep up with what's happening in the world.
That was a program from the Voice of America.